Matt to lead that song, and thank you, by the way. After I was doing my reading this morning, my personal Bible reading, I was reading in Psalm 103, so if you got your Bible, you can open up there, and I'm going to get over there in just a minute. And so I was reading that psalm, and I was thinking about our new theme for the year, which is Vessels of Honor, from 2 Timothy 2 and verse 21, which I'll do some introduction to that this Sunday morning. But we're going to note that in Psalm 103 in just a moment. I think sometimes when we read passages like this, for instance, in Ephesians 3 and verse 18 and 19, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. And then what we have is our scripture reading Sunday morning, which, by the way, I'm going to have it again as our scripture reading this coming Sunday, from Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So when we read verses like that in Ephesians 3:19, I think it's hard for us to wrap our minds around what God offers us, what God offers to everybody, and especially those who obey the gospel, right? And obey his covenant, of course, new covenant for us, gospel, and even his character was the same back under the old covenant. And so we've got this Psalm of David here, and we're not going to read it all. I want to read beginning and end, and then focus on a handful of verses here in the middle, where David, the psalmist, starts off, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," in verse 1, "and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And then at the end, verse 22, "Bless the Lord, all his works and all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Now the creator of that song that I asked Brother Matt to lead, I would assume this is the psalm. Sometimes, I didn't have my glasses on, sometimes you'll see a verse or two, you know, what the song is based on. I couldn't see that on there. Anyways, this is what I think of when we do sing that song. Right? "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And so what he does here, so you got these bookends, he's going to have us look in the middle and give us reasons to bless the Lord. And so I want you to note here just a couple things. In verse 11, right? So verses 11 through 13 is really the great immeasurable mercy of God. You want to bless the Lord? You want a reason to praise God? Right here. "For as the heavens are high above the earth..." Now, how far is that? Think about that. Could you measure that? How far the heavens are above the earth? Right? So he's getting you to think here of distance. Right? A distance that you can't measure. "So as far as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him." Now, grace, if you remember, is getting what you don't deserve. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve. Right? The wages of sin is death. That's what you do deserve. Right? But the gift of God is eternal salvation. Romans 6:23. All right, so now he's going to talk about a little more space or distance here in verse 12. "As far as the east is from the west." Now, how far is that? "So far has he removed our iniquities." And your translation might say transgressions. "As a father pities his children," right? Fathers here, how much do you love your children? Can you measure that weight out? All right, can you put some kind of scale on? No, you can't. "As a father pities his own children, so the Lord pities those who fear him." And here in verse 14, if you want to something to really dwell on for a while, this is it. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. And I take that to mean God is so great, he's so mighty beyond our imagination. We're so small, we're so weak, but yet he understands that. He considers that as he extends his mercy. Now he's going to talk about time issues, verse 15. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. And so I think there's two sides of that. You know, hey, we've got time issues. This is time-sensitive things here you need to think about. But also God knows this, right? He's aware. And then in verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. So that's kind of the other side of that. When you talk about time issues in 15 and 16, God's mercy, everlasting, everlasting, is not going to run out on those who fear him. That's the third time, right? What God offers us for those who fear him. All right, let's finish with this thought right here. On those who fear him and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. Right? What is faith? It's trust and obedience. If you trust God and you've obeyed God, he extends his mercy. Right? And that's something we need to take comfort in. And so I think it's great to, you know, Ephesians 3:19, Romans 8:38 and 39, to, you know, try to wrap our minds around what it is that God is offering us. But understanding God is perfect in his wisdom and his judgment and his love for us. And if you trust and obey, if you fear and trust and obey God, you have God's mercy. So I think that's a good place to start with this new year. Trust God, obey God. And be confident that he's offering you mercy. And I think that should flavor the remainder of our year in our service to him. So if you're here this evening and you've never obeyed the gospel, and now you understand that concept and you want to put on Christ in baptism, let us help you. We'll sit down and we'll study that. But if you're ready, we'll immerse you into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. If you've done that and fallen away and you want to be reconciled to God, or you just need prayers, please let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.